A leaflet describing the National Advocacy Service for People with Disabilities, an independent, confidential and free advocacy service for people with disabilities in the Dublin region. This includes all areas of Dublin, excluding Fingal. What is advocacy? The purpose of advocacy is to enable people to seek and receive information, explore and understand their options, and make their wishes and views known to others. To support people to represent their own views, wishes and interests, especially when they find it difficult to articulate these to others by themselves. To empower people to make decisions for themselves. To ensure that people's rights are respected by others. To ensure that people's needs, wishes and interests are given due consideration and acted upon. And to stand alongside people who are in danger of being ignored. Advocacy bridges the gap between having rights and having rights respected. The National Advocacy Service would like to thank everyone assisting others to understand this leaflet. What is the National Advocacy Service, the NAS? The NAS aims to assist more vulnerable people with disabilities who may not be in a position to self-refer, are isolated in the community, or who live in residential institutions. The NAS offers people an independent advocacy service which protects their rights. It supports people to receive assistance with specific issues, to access their rights and entitlements, to have their voice heard when decisions are being made about their life, and to express their views and wishes in relation to quality of life issues. The NAS supports people to be included in decisions, especially when they find it hard to tell others what they want. People who may want support from an advocate. John feels nobody is listening to him and feels those around him don't understand him, as he finds it hard to use words like others do. The people supporting him want John to do things differently. When John gets upset, they give him medication and sometimes lock him in a room. People need to find other ways to understand John and offer him a life where he is more content. Orla is in hospital and wants to move home to her house and not to a nursing home. She feels so frustrated waiting around in a hospital bed when she doesn't need to be in there anymore. She feels that people are not telling her anything or listening to her. She wants to be at home and find a way of doing her job from home. Martin has recently inherited his family home from his parents. His sister has asked him to give the house to her. She says he can go and live with other people with disabilities. He loves his family and doesn't want to upset anyone, but he wants to stay in the home and the community he grew up in. Neil is unhappy with the way he was treated when he applied for support from a state agency. He is angry, but nobody else seems to see what the problem is. He feels he has been treated unfairly and wants to appeal the decision that was made, but doesn't know how. An advocate may be able to support John, Orla, Martin and Neil. How to get support from the National Advocacy Service? You can contact the NAS directly, or a friend or a carer can contact the NAS on your behalf with your agreement. You can discuss your situation in confidence with an advocate. You can find out more about the service and whether it is right for you. If you choose to receive support from the NAS, you and your advocate can develop a plan to help achieve your goal. If you give your permission, an advocate can act for and with you. You and your advocate will review your plan regularly until you no longer need an advocate. If you or someone you know would like the support of an independent advocate, contact us and we can arrange for an advocate to speak with you or the person referring you. Each region has a team of advocates employed by a Citizens Information Service. Clondalkin Citizens Information Service manages the advocacy service in Dublin City and Dunleary. That's the areas mainly within the M50. To find out more, contact our office on 01 405 6482. That's 01 405 6482.